Two patients at Seattle's Children's Hospital have tested positive for enterovirus D68. It's a more severe type of the otherwise common respiratory viruses that go around this time of year. The two kids have been discharged, and Seattle Children's says nobody in Washington State has died from enterovirus D68-related illness. But King County officials warn that more cases are likely to appear in our region. Our health reporter Ruby DeLuna was at a news conference with King County Public Health officials this morning, and she joins us to explain what the virus actually is.
Well, enterovirus is a common virus, and there are many different strains, but the particular strain that public health officials are concerned about is the D68, and that's a rare strain, and it usually affects kids with asthma or underlying respiratory conditions. And so the kids who showed up at Children's Hospital did have those problems. And sadly, there's no treatment for this virus, and there's no vaccine.
So flu shot, no impact on this.
No.
So what are health officials telling people to do to try to prevent their kids from getting this? Or I'm assuming adults can probably get it as well.
Yes, adults get it. But the difference is with adults, because adults live longer, they've been exposed to viruses in their lives, and so they have built up their immune system. Not so with kids. And so they're telling folks to wash your hands, cover your coughs or cover your sneezes. And, you know, for parents, don't be alarmed, but do keep an eye on your child, especially if your child has asthma problems. Make sure that that their asthma is under control and have a safety plan.
Because this is related to so many respiratory viruses, are there particular symptoms that would alert a parent or anybody else that their kid has this particular strain as opposed to just a cold?
Well, see, enterovirus is like a common cold, and the symptoms are what you would expect from a common cold: runny nose, coughs, that sort of thing. But where parents want to pay attention is if there's wheezing, if the cough doesn't go away, maybe some fever, that's when you should call your provider. And this is where having a game plan for if the asthma attack gets worse, you have to have that game plan in place.
And get health attention quickly.
Exactly.
I know that we have seen more than a dozen cases so far in the Seattle area. What do public health officials expect to see? Are they expecting this virus to spread?
They don't know yet. And so what this means with the two confirmed cases, what this means is that this strain has arrived in the area. But how far or how widespread this is going to be, they don't know. It's the beginning of asthma season, and it's the beginning of the school season. And right around the corner, mind you, is flu season. So with all those conditions combined, it's pretty ripe for viruses to spread. That's why public health officials are really indicating, you know, please wash your hands, cover your coughs and sneezes, and get a flu shot. You know, take all the precaution that you can to prevent this from spreading.
Ruby DeLuna, thank you so much for coming in today.
My pleasure.
Ruby will have more on the newly confirmed enterovirus cases later today on KUOW. It's The Record.